Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate you taking time to tune us in today and trust you're making plans to be in the house of the Lord this morning and enjoy the blessings of God there. Worship Him that's worthy of all praise and honor Him as God, as Savior, as Lord, and let the Holy Spirit work in our hearts and lives in these last days. And we're living in special times. We're seeing the apostasy that's creeping in upon us, around us. Things are taking place, and don't accuse me of being alarmist, but we're in a realist. We're seeing the things that are really taking place that has been preached about for a long, long time. Now that's beginning to come to pass, and we're living in that day. And you say, well, why? Well, the Lord said it's going to come to pass. We're here, and we're seeing it, and praise God, we're next in line to go to glory, and the rapture is going to take place one day. And don't know when, but I tell you, you better be ready, because when He comes, it's going to be without warning. And the rapture, the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, and we're going home. But until then, we've got to face reality and face the fact that we've got some souls that need to get saved, and I stand for the truth and let the Lord use us in these last days. So it's a joy this morning to come before the microphone once again and invite you to church today here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. We invite you to come and be with us today in the service. And Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor who preached you the Word of God. And I tell you, if you're not a Christian, I beg and urge you to come to hear the Word of God today. And if you're saved and you're living for the Lord, I tell you, you got a duty and a privilege and an opportunity to be in the house of God. Have you a place that you can worship in, and let the Lord know that you love Him and reach sinners for the glory of God. Be a part of what the Lord's doing in these last days. He's doing something. He's not asleep. He's not away. He's aware of the situation that we're in today, and He's using His people to reach sinners. Today, He said, while He was in the world, He said, I was the light of the world. But He said, now you are the light. And sinners today are reached by the message of salvation through the message of the church. And the last days that God is using us as God's people to reach sinners today and tell them the good news that Jesus saved. And so today it's a joy to be here and invite you to be in the house of God with us this morning. We want to send it out to those that are not able to go to church. We trust that it'll be a special blessing to you today. And then, of course, those that are faithful and that loves the Lord, and are there where God wants you to be, and faithful back in the gospel and the Word of God today. We'll send it out to each one of you that are faithful to listen to the broadcast today. Good to be saved this morning. We are redeemed by His precious blood, saved by His grace. For by grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. God gave us a gift of salvation. And it's only free if you receive it. You've got to receive the gift and ask Him to come into your heart, and He'll save to the uttermost that will come unto God by Him. And so it's a joy to represent that this morning. And so pray for these needs this morning. A lot of you got requests for prayer that need to go before the throne of grace today. And you pray with us and for us this morning, that God would just bless and undertake. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, dear Lord, that you've let us come boldly once again to the throne of grace, obtaining that mercy and finding grace to help in the time of need. And Father, we're truly needy creatures this morning. We do need you, need your presence, need your leadership, need your direction, need your power in our lives, Lord. And I pray that you'd help us today to represent the Savior in these last days. Lord, bless all the needs and all the requests been made known before us today, and those that are not, we're not aware of, that have got needs this morning, they're now bowing their hearts before God, before you this morning to pray. And I pray you'd listen to that need today. Grant according to your will that special need in those hearts and lives today. Some that are shut in, they can't go to the house of God to worship. But Lord, your presence is real there. And I pray that the Spirit of God would hover over that heart this morning and bless that soul today with worship, and Lord, with the Spirit of God and the fullness of the Holy Ghost, Lord, as they enjoy the blessings of God. Have your will and way now. Everything that you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning before we look into the Word of God in Romans chapter 1, and we're going to try to begin a message today that we feel the Lord would have us to preach, and we hope it'll be a help to your heart and your life today. And so now you listen as the lady sang this song this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. And you listen as they sing. Well, I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad he bought me. I'm glad he sought me, found me, and redeemed me by his grace when I turned my heart to him. Wonderful to be saved this morning. Amen. Especially in view of what we're facing in the world today. I'm glad, thank God, there is help and there's hope and there's victory for God's people. We're not defeated. We're going out of here. We're leaving. And God's people all around the world is looking for the Lord to come. And he's coming one of these days. Romans chapter 1 this morning. I'm going to begin a message I feel the Lord would have us to preach on for a while. And so trust that you will pray that God would use it for his glory as it goes out. I don't know where it'll go to. But I tell you, God's got a purpose for it. And you pray that God will use it for his glory this morning. And let me just read a few verses here and keep our Bibles to Romans chapter 1. And we're going, Romans chapter 1, of course, deals with apostasy. It deals with the fact of sin that's in the world today, the world that's guilty before God. And verse 18 tells us, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." That's apostates. That's those that hold the truth in unrighteousness. They deal with the scriptures in a perverted way. And their thinking is perverted. Their hearts are dark. And we're living in those days. We're seeing the beginning of apostasy that's taking place in our world today and always has been. But here we find the maturing of apostates in the last days. It's coming to a fruition, what the Lord has talked about for all these years. And now we're beginning to see that today. The Bible said, in verse 21, verse 19, "Because that they which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image, made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts, and creeping things." Now, I'm going to stop reading there, and we're going to go back and sort of build upon the foundation of, I believe, the Lord, what the Lord is saying here, to the Romans, and speaking to us today from the Word of God. We find that he's beginning to deal with the and reveal to the church here the apostasy that they're going to face in the last days. We're seeing that. We're seeing prophecy come to pass in our day today. It always has been. And there's a prophetic situation through life. And we see coming to a place of fruition even in our last days today. And so we found there, and I want to use the message, the thought that's on our heart today, the marks of apostates, the marks of apostates. The Lord here is revealing what we see happening in the world today. He's revealing it to his people. It's here in the Word of God. God's not alarmed today. He knows what's taking place. He knows that, and he's working in love. He's working in love to sinners today. He's long-suffering. He long-suffered to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so the Lord is dealing today in grace. He's dealing in grace. And there's room for every sinner to get in. There's room for the apostates turn their heart to God if they just do that. But we're seeing the marks of it. There comes a time when God has to deal in judgment upon the apostates in the world and that is rejecting him and turning away from him. So we find that he's dealing here in the Romans chapter 1. Now, I want to turn back over to the beginning of the book here today and notice what the Lord is doing in these last days. He's doing something with his people, and he's using us for his glory and the world to preach the gospel today. Paul is establishing something in the world today. We find that, first of all, there's a redeemer that's established in these truths. There's a redeemer that's established. Now, there's always been a revelation of a redeemer. It's always been a revelation of someone, what the Lord is doing to redeem men from their sins. That's his will. That's his way. God is redeeming sinners even today. He's redeeming those that are lost, that turns your heart to God today. Even in the midst of apostasy, God is still saving sinners that turns your heart to him today. But in Romans chapter 1, we find that he's establishing a redeemer. There's some things we need to know about the redeemer. He wants them to realize that there is redemption taking place even in the midst of these last days. God is still redeeming sinners because the Lord hadn't come back yet. The grace is still here. We're living in the day of grace. We're living in a time when sinners can come to Jesus and get in and get saved by God's grace. We're living in that time. But he establishes a redeemer in the truths that he's talking about here in Romans chapter 1. He said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated under the gospel of God. The gospel of God. There's a gospel that's being preached today and presented by God himself. He set the standard, and he set the way to do it. He established the church after the day that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of God. It's what God intended for the world to hear because they're sinners, and that there's none righteous, no, not one. There's a way that God wants sinners to come according to the gospel of God. And so Paul here is establishing the fact that he's separated under the gospel of God. In reading the life of the Apostle Paul, we understand, we know what the Lord is doing through him and with him, and he's separated unto that. He was called of God, sent of God, to preach the gospel of God to a world that is steeping in sin and wretched in sin today. We're seeing the gospel still being preached today, and we find that the apostates are using some of the truths and mixing it with error and getting their way today. We're seeing these charlatans of our time that are just doing their own kingdom and building their own ways and preaching their own gospel today. But there's a gospel of God that Paul is preaching here. He said, which he promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Now, the Redeemer's being established in the hearts and lives. And brother, when we face the things we're facing today and the things we're going to face in the future until the Lord comes back and gets us, we better have some things established in our hearts and lives today. And he's establishing here the fact there's a redeemer. There's a redeemer. Someone that will redeem sinners from their sins and change their life and change their lifestyle by the gospel of God. And he promised it before. The Bible said here in verses 2, it was promised before by the prophets. He said by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. There has to be and there must be recognition of the Holy Scriptures. The Bible of today is just as true as it ever has been. It's always been inerrant, infallible, inerrant. The Word of God don't have any errors in it. It's always been sent from God. And that truth is being attacked today by the religious world, changing the truth of God into a lie. The Scriptures has been changed. They're changing those, and the Holy Scriptures scriptures as being attacked today by the religious world, by the apostates of our time that are changing the scriptures and taking the truths of God out in dealing with redemption. And so he talks about, he said, that it's promised before by his prophets, by the Holy Scripture. So the men of God that's preached and penned down the Word of God down through the years and the centuries before us, the Redeemer has been being established by his truths and by the prophets that are preaching, that have been preaching the Word of God and promised all the way down. Isaiah, Jeremiah, these holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and they penned it down, and God preserved it for this generation today. And so we've got those truths established in our hearts and lives this morning. But it's promised by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. So the Holy Scriptures must be recognized today that there's redemption that's been established in the hearts and lives of those that are saved. We need to recognize that redemption this morning. We're still preaching the same gospel that God presented in the truths of the Word of God. We're still preaching that today. And said in the whole, he promised it before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ. So redemption is established in the hearts and lives of those that are hearing the Word of God today. That redemption must be established. It still works this morning. It still works. The gospel is still being preached by the Word of God and by the men of God today concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And so the seed of David, the Holy Scriptures, is establishing the gospel of God and presenting the Lord Jesus Christ as the Redeemer and the Savior of the world today. The only way you're going to get to God is by Jesus Christ. And so that's what it's all about. The gospel of God presents his Son, the Lord Jesus, as Redeemer, as one that is redeeming sinners from their sins. So we see the seed of David that speaks of his humanity. God gave his Son and revealed him there in the book of Luke chapter 2. He revealed him as a Redeemer. That will save his people from their sins. So there's his humanity. His humanity. He come down to become a part of us, that we might become a part of him. And he came down as man in the flesh because he was still 100% God, of course, and he said in the spirit of holiness, according to the spirit of holiness. So he establishes his humanity, establishes his holiness according to the spirit of holiness, according to and by the resurrection from the dead. And so he proved himself as being the Redeemer, as being one that would come to save people from their sins. And in these last days, there must be something established. The Redeemer is still the Redeemer. God revealed it by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Holy Scriptures, that Jesus is the Redeemer to redeem people from their sin. And that's what's going to work in these last days. God has given us a weapon that will work. There's still a weapon to fight with. We've still got the Bible. We've still got the Word of God. And said and declared, he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. So the Redeemer is established. What will work in these last days is the gospel of God preaching the Lord Jesus, the Redeemer of the sins of the people. He will redeem. He's still redeeming folks from their sins today. And so Paul is establishing that truth of a Redeemer that will give you the foundation that you need to face the things that we're going to face in the apostates of our day. And that thing is taking place this day. As we speak, we find the apostates are busy. They're working. They're trying to discredit the truths of the Word of God and that live their lifestyles and do their things and do what they deem to be right in their own eyes. When man begins to gauge himself himself by himself, brother, he's in error. He's in error. He's not dealing with the truth of God. But when men gauge themselves by themselves, we've got to measure ourselves by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Lord Jesus, which was holy and with the power of God. And he was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. He came in the flesh to become like one of us, that we might become like him. And so the only way to redeem men from their sins was to become like them and face the fact of sin and face the temptations of sin and overcome that as he did without sin in himself. He became the perfect Lamb of God without blemish and without spot, that faced everything we face today and went on to redeem us by his blood. And he proved himself as being the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. He got up. And so these things have got to be established. And when we face the apostasy of our day, and brother, have these things established in our heart, and brother, we can know the truth of God. And so she was declared to be the Son of God. He was declared to be the Son of God. Even God declared that of his Son. This is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. And so the gospel is being established today. And we're going to face apostasy in our last days. We're facing it today. We're facing the things that are taking place. Society is given over to apostasy today. And in the midst of that, there is still some gospel being preached by the truths of the Word of God and by his church, is declaring that there's hope today for sin to get out of sin and to get saved before it's too late, because one day the Lord's going to wind all this up and he's coming back to get us out of this, and we're leaving this place. But until then, we've got a gospel to preach. We've got a truth to declare that Jesus is the Savior, the precious Son of God. Well, our time's gone today. We'll begin next Sunday and try to continue the message there. May God bless you, is our prayer. Until then, amen. Man.